6:15 bus and joined us later at the show. I believe Phillida Lee and Hatchett had a meal together and went to a show. She took him to her aunt's house in London for the weekend, I fancy.
And the model?
Caught the 2:30 bus. I don't know where she went or what she did. She came back with Malmsley, Olmohan, Cathy Bostock, Hatchett and Phillida Lee by yesterday evening's bus.
When Friday's class broke up, did you all leave the studio together and come up to the house?
No. Cathy and I came up together before the others.
Would the studio be locked before you went to London?
No.
Troy turned her head and looked squarely at him.
Why not? Asked Alain. Because of Garcia.
He stayed behind, didn't he?
Yes.
Alone?
Yes, said Troy unhappily, quite alone.
There was a tap at the door and Blackman appeared.
The doctor's here, Mr. Alain, and I think the car from London is just arriving.
Right, said Alain. I'll come. Blackman moved away. Alain rose and looked down at Troy in her armchair. Perhaps I may see you again before I go.
I'll be in here or with the others in the dining room. It's a bit grim sitting round there under the eye of the village constable.
I hope it won't be for very long, said Alain. Troy suddenly held out her hand.
I'm glad it's you.
They shook hands.
I'll try to be as inoffensive as possible, Alain told her.
Goodbye for the moment. When Alain returned to the hall, he found the Scotland Yard officials had arrived. There, beaming at him, solid, large, the epitome of horse sense, was Old Fox.
Very nice indeed to have you with us again, sir.
Fox, you old devil, how are you? Behind Fox were Detective Sergeant Bailey and Detective Sergeant Thompson. A gruff chorus began,
Very nice indeed.
A great shaking of hands, and then a small, clean, bald man came forward. Blackman introduced him.
Inspector Alain, this is Dr. Amthill, our divisional surgeon.
Blackman led the way into the garden. A long pencil of light from a torch picked up a section of flagged path. They tramped along in single file. Presently a rectangle of deeper dark loomed up. Blackman said,
You there, Sligo?
Yes, sir, said a voice close by. There was a jangle of keys, the sound of a door opening.
Wait till I find the light switch, said Blackman. Ah, here we are.
The lights went up. They walked round the wooden screen inside the door and found themselves in the studio. Alain's first impression was of a reek of paint and turpentine, and of a brilliant and localized glare. Troy had installed a high-powered lamp over the throne. The blue drape sprawled across the throne was so brilliant that it hurt the eyes. In the middle was a spike. On the margin of this picture, disappearing abruptly into shadow, was a white mound. Alain walked over to the throne and examined the blade of the knife. It was rather like an oversized packing needle, sharp, three-edged, and greatly tapered towards the point. It was stained a rusty brown. He turned to the sheeted mound that lay half inside the circle of light. Dr. Amthill drew away the white sheet. Troy had folded Sonia's hand over her naked breast. The eyes were only half closed. The plucked brows were raised as if in astonishment.
Rigor mortis is well established, said the doctor. She's been dead 11 hours now. The knife blade passed between the fourth and fifth ribs and no doubt pierced the heart.
Let's have a look at the wound. Alain slid his long hands under the rigid body and turned it on its side.
We'd better have a photograph of this. Bailey, you go over the body for prints.
While Thompson set up his camera, Alain turned up the working lamps and browsed about the studio. Fox joined him. They moved to Cedric Malmsley's table.
This, I think, must be the illustrator, said Alain.
Yes, here's the drawing for the story.
Here's the portfolio with all the drawings.
Averlap and Beardsley. The slap of modern thrown in. Hello?
Alain had turned to a delicate watercolour in which three medieval figures mowed a charming field against a background of hayricks, pollard willows, and a turreted palace.
That's rum, he muttered. Looks oddly familiar.
No matter. Look here, Brer Fox. I think before we go any farther, I'd better tell you as much as I know about the case.
And Alain repeated the gist of Blackman's report and of his conversation with Troy. This, you see, he ended, is the illustration for the story. It was to prove the possibility of murdering someone in this manner that they made the experiment with the dagger 10 days ago.